Let me just ask you one related question, which is the issue of imaging in patients who receive biologics. And he actually, I guess, had a series where he saw, like, in the liver, maybe the tumors kind of almost getting bigger when they were being treated. I think that was with Bev or something.
Yeah, especially with bevacizumab.
Maybe there's some swelling or something, I don't know.
Well, with bevacizumab, you see maybe not really swelling, but you see changes and sometimes necrosis in the center of the lesion, and so that you have the impression that there's less decrease if you just use the classic RECIST criteria.
Right. We did a seminar a couple of days ago on GIST, and they were talking about the fact that, you know, you can completely wipe out the tumor in the liver, and yet it's still there on the imaging.
Yeah, that's why in GIST especially, the PET scan is extremely helpful. In GIST, there are data that if you do a PET scan after a week, that this will help you to predict
right.
the outcome. I mean, if you do, for instance, a classic CT scan after 2 or 3 months with imatinib in a GIST tumor, you might not see a lot of changes on CT scan or even small
right.
increase in size. But if you then do the PET scan also, you see a complete decrease in the signal, in the activity.
I heard people talking about sort of RECIST 2 or something, or kind of rethinking RECIST based on biologics.
Yes, there's still a lot of work to be done, but response criteria, RECIST and WHO, the classic criteria, are for sure far from optimal when used, especially for angiogenesis inhibitors and also for other targeted agents like in GIST patients and imatinib treatment.